There's been a lot of people killing the Knicks fans, and I'm not sure if I want to join them just yet. I'm thinking about it. I do admit, I was there in the streets after the Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians in the playoffs 2 years ago. And I thought it was ridiculous. I remember walking outside going, what is the reaction to this is absurd. Why are they going out? We're going absolutely nuts in the street. People, you know, climbing up lampposts, screaming, we want Houston. And the Knicks fans are doing it after one win. You gotta relax, Knicks fans. I know this is the fan base that's bing-bonging after one win against Boston on opening day. You can't. We got to just chill a little bit. I'm pumped. I'm excited. And this is as good as I felt about a Knicks team in forever. But we really don't need to take to the streets and chant, we want Boston, after one win against Philadelphia in a game that, honestly, Brunson didn't play well. And it wasn't, I mean, I feel good about it, and I think it says a lot, and there's a lot of indications for me to think this could be a series that might not even go six. But, I mean, this is the same fan base that is ripping down pictures of Julius Randle and stepping on it and ripping it up after the series last year. Like, we got to be less. There's a yin and a yang to this thing, and you people are yin and yanging all over the place. You're super yin, you're super yang. You got to relax. There's no reason to be on the street screaming, we want Boston after one win. Go home. Go home and watch the post-game show on DVR. I understand the excitement. I'm pumped. I'm excited about this Knicks team. I'll be honest with you. A couple weeks ago, when the Randall injury came out and we knew he was having surgery and he was gone for the year, I sulked. I figured that was it. I figured they don't have that secondary score. They're never going to be that team they were in January. It's never going to happen. Another year where this Knicks team is destined for failure. And they responded, and now they're playing great basketball. I think they're better than this 76ers team. And I think right now, when I look around the rest of the Eastern Conference, I think I'm hard-pressed to find a team that's better than them besides the Boston Celtics. And it's an exciting time. But can we get through the series? Can we get through the first two games at home? Can we get halfway through the series? Before we start, you know, taking to the streets, let's win the series first. And then even then, probably less than what we got in the streets the other night.